Hello, everybody. I'm Justin Long, host of Straight from the Horse Doctor's Mouth, and I want to talk to you about something every horse owner dreads: emergencies. In these moments, indecision makes it hard to know what to do or if you should call your vet. That's why Dr. Latcher and I created the Equine Emergency Vet Care Guide. This is an app that walks you step by step through common equine emergencies, helps you decide when to call, and tells you exactly what information your veterinarian needs. It's not a replacement for your vet. It helps you work with them towards the best outcome for your horse. Search Equine Emergency App in the App Store or Google Play and be prepared before the emergency happens.
You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1624. This time, Dr. Wendy Ying sits down with HRN founder Glenn the Geek to explain laser therapy and its many applications.
Today is something that we're going to talk about that isn't technically Chinese medicine, but it's a piece of equipment that I use all the time in my practice, and it's a laser. And Glenn, you being a geek, do you know what laser stands for?
No. I was trying to make something up, but I haven't even got anything. I got nothing.
Well, L, you can guess that L stands for light, right? So yeah. A laser is a concentrated beam of light, of photons. So it's light amplification by stimulated emission radiation.
Well, okay. Yes. I didn't know it meant anything.
Yeah, and it's actually just because lasers actually came about in the 1960s, so they actually haven't been around for very long. But that word has just, from sci-fi movies and books and things, has just gotten into our colloquialism. And
thank you to Star Trek.
Yeah, due to Star Trek, laser beam. But basically, that's a whole mouthful of stuff. And what does that mean? It just means it's a concentrated beam of light. And many lasers are certain wavelengths. And
this is the part where I start to get lost, to be honest with you.
No, you like this. You're a science guy.
No, I meant the wavelengths. That's the part where it confuses me.
Oh, the wavelength is easy to understand. So wavelength, you just imagine like a wiggly line, right?
Yeah.
And the number, like the wavelength, it's the length of it, right? It's easy to understand. Look, I'm not explaining it very well. But like, say, for example, our visible spectrum of light is between like 400 and 600 nanometers, right?
Okay.
So nanometers is the length of the wave from the dip to the dip, right?
Okay.
The trough to the trough. So that is the wavelength, and like gamma rays in space, you know, the gamma rays which changed the David Banner into the Incredible Hulk, those are really long waves from trough to trough. That's why they can travel farther and they can penetrate farther. So the longer your wavelength, the deeper they can penetrate.
Okay.
The shorter the wavelength, the least they can penetrate. And like UV light is short. Infrared light is long.
So like the light from a light bulb is short. It doesn't penetrate anything. It's just...
Well, and also the light from a light bulb is visible.
Okay.
Right? It's in the visible spectrum. So the lasers that we use in therapy are near infrared, meaning they're just outside of our visible spectrum. And lasers also, the reason that they can be cutting lasers versus therapeutic lasers, they're on a different wavelength. So the cutting lasers tend to excite the molecules of water in the tissue, and that's what causes the cutting.
Okay.
Right? So those are surgical lasers. So the laser that I use is it has a different wavelength that just penetrates the tissue, and it actually stimulates the, what they're called chromophores. That means is they're pigmented structures in the cells.
So technically, then a treatment laser is going to have a longer wavelength than a cutting laser.
Well, the cutting laser actually has a longer wavelength.
Oh, okay. Yep, I had it backwards. Okay.
Yeah. So But that's why also you have to be careful, because the therapeutic benefits, they affect the inside of the cell, right? But you have to be careful where you apply it. Like, you don't want to treat the eye, obviously. That's why we wear these dark glasses, because it'll penetrate. There's all these pigmented structures in the eye, right? You don't want to damage the back of your retina, which has some pigmentation. So, and then the cutting lasers, you have to make sure you have the right wavelength on your cutting laser, because you don't want to damage the other tissues. You just want to be right at that certain wavelength so that you can cut through the tissue.
And the depth of it too, is that determined by the wavelength? Otherwise, you're just cutting the thing in half.
Right. Yeah, you have to be very careful about the depth, and that's how you you can affect. It's the wattage, the power of your laser.
Okay.
That's why there's all different types of lasers too. There's the class, and they're based on class, and it's kind of scary sometimes when you think about it. But the class ratings are on how much you can damage somebody with your laser. So like class one, it's safe. Right. That's like the laser that's in your CD player. If we had CD players anymore, you know, but, and then the class two is a little bit stronger. Class three, that's split into two different classes. They're relatively safe. They don't penetrate that much. They can't generate that much, power. They only go up to like 500 milliwatts of power or something. And then the class four laser, which is what we use in medical therapy, it generates more power. It can go deeper into the tissue, and so your treatment times are much shorter. So, like, technically, I could use a class three laser, and that's what sometimes you see sold as, like, a handheld therapeutic laser.
Right.
But the thing is, to treat horses, especially, like, to get to the depth that you need and the amount of tissue you have to treat, you'd have to be there for, like, 20 minutes on a point, and who has time for that?
Today we're talking about Proud Flesh, and let's just remind everybody what Proud Flesh is, and then we'll talk about how you treat it with the laser.
Okay, yeah. So Proud Flesh is granulation tissue in horses, right? So horses,
and it occurs when
they get a big wound, and you know, you sometimes see horses that have like this big chunk out of their body, and think, oh my god, how is that going to happen? In horses, they do produce a lot of granulation tissue to fill in these deep wounds. And so that's a normal healing process of horses. However, proud flesh is when it overgrows and then the skin can't grow on top of it. So it has a very increased blood supply. It's a lot of like undifferentiated cells, right? It's just a lot of fibroblasts. So
it looks hard and bumpy.
Yeah, it's hard and bumpy. It just looks gross. But there's not a lot of organization there. So it's basically like a scaffold for the skin and the collagen and everything to grow back in. So with the laser, what we do is the laser increases, like I said, it stimulates the mitochondria of the cells. So it increases the energy in this. That's the little engine inside the cell. So it increases the metabolism of the cell, so that wound healing can happen faster. Usually, they say it's about 30% faster in most wounds when you treat it with the laser with enough photons. So that's another thing you have to do. You have to make sure you're getting enough light therapy there to institute a change.
So what it does is it breaks down the hard, crunchy cells, and allows it to heal again, better, in a more uniform manner?
Yeah, technically, it's not breaking down those bad cells.
Okay.
Okay? It's stimulating the body's immune system, right? Your white blood cells, to chomp up those bad cells.
Okay.
And then the good cells can come in. The epithelium, which is the skin, can come in faster. So if you have like a big, huge hunk of proud flesh, that's actually like a big cauliflower mass that's way above your skin. Because a lot of times you get proud flesh can overgrow from flies or a lot of motion. So if you have one on a joint or something, sometimes that gets too severe, then that would do well with debridement. So surgically cutting off a lot of that extra granulation tissue. And like I said before, it doesn't have any nerves in it. It's just a lot of like, you know, fibroblasts and blood cells, blood vascularization. So you can cut that off, then laser it, and then you'll have a nice wound contracture.
So when you do this with the laser, you said it doesn't have nerve cells. Does it hurt the horse at all? Is there any pain involved?
There's not any pain involved, but one of the things you have to be careful with the laser is it does generate heat in the body, so you have to keep it moving all the time. You know, so I kind of wave the laser over the area, and I make sure that the cell's not getting the skin's not getting too hot.
And is this one of the best treatments for proud flesh?
It is one of the best treatments. In the past, we had used like caustic agents, like copper sulfate or Granulex spray. Have you ever used the Granulex?
Mm-hmm. Years ago.
Yeah, and it the thing is about the caustic agents, they do work and they do debride the tissue.
But don't get them on anything around it.
Yeah, it damages the new baby cell right. Coming in there. So the thing that's good about the laser is that it helps the immune system get rid of the proud flesh, but it also supports the new epithelium coming in.
Huh.
And then another thing I would do with the laser, too, is I would also use it. I use it all the time for acupuncture.
Really?
Yeah. So I would also support the immune system or whatever the underlying cause is with acupuncture points. Like, say, this proud flesh is on a certain meridian. I might treat the beginning and end of both of those meridians to help that body stay in balance. And the reason that I like acupuncture laser treatments is less painful. Like, some horses don't like needles. And, you know, if you've been treating this proud flesh for, like, you know, 2 months before you call your vet, you know this horse is like, he doesn't want to be touched there.
Yeah, he's sick of you by this point. Sick of everything.
Give him carrots, wave the laser around. And so they don't even feel like it's a treatment. It's a very non-painful treatment. And with the laser, you can also go very deep. So if I have to do any points in the hind end of the horse, you know, sometimes I use a 6-inch needle to get in there around the hip area. But with the laser, I can actually get in deep there without having to put the giant needle in.
6-inch needle?
Yep.
Yuck. I would go screaming the other way if I was the horse.
I know. And sometimes with my squeamish patients, yes, the laser is better than the 6-inch needle.
Do you have more trouble with the owners wanting to pass out than the horses?
Sometimes I do get pretty bad. Especially like I talked about before, the hemoacupuncture that we do with non-sweating the most. So that is usually very dramatic. And if I have any owners that don't really like blood, I tell them maybe to go...
Go get a coffee.
Yeah, go get a coffee. But laser has really been an important therapy in my practice. And, you know, I think it really, even though it's a very modern treatment, I think that it goes very well with my philosophy of whole body healing.
Great. Well, that's laser treatment for proud flesh. Thank you, Dr. Ying, for joining us again and for finally getting back to work.
You can enjoy your favorite equine videos all in one place with Ride TV, the ultimate equine streaming platform. The newly relaunched Ride TV has all the series you love, like Rockstar Vets and Mini Horses, plus top-tier training videos and event footage from BarrelRacing.com and Horse and Rider On Demand. Whether you're ready to relax with your favorite series, binge watch competition footage, or train with a world champion, subscribe to Ride TV today for only $19.99 to see where your ride takes you. Visit RideTVGo.tv to subscribe.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.